What was to be done? Charles began to pick up the feathers one by one, but the old gentleman, who was in an adjoining room, hearing a scuffle and guessing the cause of it, entered the room, to the consternation of Charles Brown, who was very soon dismissed as a boy who had not principle enough to resist even a slight temptation. When the room was once more arranged, Henry Wilkins was placed there, until such time as he should be sent for. No sooner was he left to himself than his attention was attracted by a plate of fine ripe cherries. Now, Henry was uncommonly fond of cherries, and he thought it would be impossible to miss one cherry among so many. He looked and longed and longed and looked for some time, and just as he had got off his seat to take one, he heard, as he thought, a foot coming to the door. But no, it was a false alarm. Taking fresh courage, he went cautiously and took a very fine cherry, for he was determined to take but one, and put it into his mouth. It was excellent. And then he persuaded himself that he ran no risk in taking another. This he did, and hastily popped it into his mouth. Now the old gentleman had placed a few artificial cherries at the top of the others, filled with cayenne pepper. One of these Henry had unfortunately taken, and it made his mouth smart and burn most intolerably. The old gentleman heard him coughing, and knew very well what was the matter. The boy that would take what did not belong to him, if no more than a cherry, was not the boy for him. Henry Wilkins was sent about his business without delay, with his mouth almost as hot as if he had put a burning coal into it.